And I'm John Loughman in for Bruce Van Dyke on a morning with lots of events coming down the pike here as we make our way toward the weekend. 50 years, that's how long it has been around. What? The Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra, which kicks off its 50th anniversary season at the Lorraine Palace Theater. Joining me this morning, Andrew Mockamer, who is the executive and artistic director of the Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is a big event, man.
Big event. Yeah, we're very excited. Yep, this Sunday is the fall concert of our 50th anniversary season. It's entitled Noyo Haunts Lorraine, and it's at the Lorraine Palace Theater at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday. So,
what a great venue for you guys to have.
It's beautiful. Yeah, we were there a few weeks ago for a site visit, and the chandelier and the seats in the lobby, and I mean, the kids are going to just really enjoy performing there.
And there's a lot of kids.
185 kids this year. It's the biggest we've ever been. And, I mean, that's a testament to the type of programming that we have and the things that we do. And I think word is getting out.
So. Yeah. 8 to 18. That's the age range.
Yep. Elementary through high school.
So that's probably quite a range of musical abilities.
It is. Yeah. We have four different ensembles performing. Elementary strings, middle school band, and then a symphonic orchestra at the high school level. And they're each going to perform, you know, their own works and get on stage. And then the grand finale, all 185 musicians will be on stage at one time. We're going to perform a piece, the finale of Pines of Rome. And it's going to be pretty awesome.
Wow. That's a large orchestra. So I'm a parent of five children, Andrew. Mm-hmm. And each of our kids played a musical instrument and still do to this day. And one of the things that I'm guessing parents who might have a musical child would be saying is, how do you become a part of this? This sounds like a big deal.
That's a great question. So we have a great website, noyo.org, that you can go and check out all the information about the ensembles and our directors. We have a big recruitment push coming up here in the beginning of November. It's called New Member November. And we rehearse on Sundays in Oberlin. And if students are interested in just coming to check us out, then no strings attached, no money, no, you just come and sit in an ensemble and get a sense of the group and see if you like it. You can come the first two Sundays in November and check us out. And then after that, if you decide to join, you can join for the rest of the season at a prorated tuition rate. So it's a pretty exciting way to kind of get in. Now that the marching band seasons are over, maybe you're thinking that you want to do something else. This is a great time to do it.
Well, and heading down on Sunday to see these kids perform is a great way to see you might be getting into if your child is talented enough to get into the orchestra itself. So Sunday is the day, 3:30 is the time. Tickets are $10 for regular admission, $7 for seniors, and $5 for students. And you can find out more. And I know you mentioned the website.
Yes.
N-O-Y-O.
Yes, that's right.
Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra .org to head down there. Now, you mentioned Oberlin.
Yes.
And, of course, this all takes place at, not the event, but it takes place at the college.
Yeah.
And you guys are kind of known for music, aren't you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's a very strong tradition of music in Oberlin, Ohio. Absolutely.
Okay, so this is at the conservatory. That's where you, if your child is a member of the orchestra, would be showing up on Sundays?
That's right. All of our rehearsals take place in the Oberlin Conservatory. We have a very strong relationship with the conservatory. A lot of the conservatory students will be sectional coaches or assistant conductors. And yeah, we're just so lucky to have that resource at our fingertips that we can then make available to all the school districts in the area and all the young musicians in Lorain County and Northeast Ohio.
Okay. So it's not just Lorain County. It's all of Northeast Ohio?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, we have, I'd say 70% of our students come from Lorain County. We have a few from Cuyahoga and Huron. But we have some that travel over an hour one way on Sundays to come to rehearsal from Worcester, from Ashland, from the east side of Cleveland. I mean, they come from all over to play.
Wow. This is great. And you're up 185 young musicians in particular orchestra between ages of 8 and 18.
That's right.
I think I read what was 157 last year.
That's right.
Do you put a limit on the number of kids?
Well, that's never been a consideration before. I think what we're going to do is create even more programming so that there are more opportunities for the students, right? Our kind of unofficial stance is a seat for every musician, right? We don't want to turn students away. We want to make these experiences available to anyone who wants to participate. So, yeah, we hardly ever, very rarely turn students away. Instead, we want to create places for them to make music.
Mm. Yeah, if you love music, it's amazing to see how you can go from one ability level to another in a short period of time with Absolutely. The right instruction.
So true. Absolutely.
And, and that's exactly what folks coming to the Oberlin Conservatory are going to provide for these young students. Okay. My guest, Andrew Mockamer, is the executive and artistic director for the Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra. Sunday is the day.
Sunday.
The Palace Theater is the place. 3:30 is the time. Tickets are $10, $7 for seniors, and $5 for students. Children 3 and under are free of charge. And if you want more information about this, Andrew, where can you find it?
You can go to the website, noyo.org.
Okay. Everyone's invited, right?
Everyone. Yes. Please come.
Okay. I've been to the Palace a number of times, as anybody in Lorain County ever has. How many does it hold? Do you have
a little over 1,700. So,
whoa.
Yeah. Come on out.
Yeah. That'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
Andrew, thanks so much.
Yeah,
really
my
enjoyed chatting with you.
Thanks for
Good
having
luck
me.
On Sunday.
Thank you.